News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has expressed grave concern over a decision by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, to sign an order commencing legislation that allows for naturalised Irish citizens to be revoked in serious cases. Chief Commissioner Liam Herrick is with us on the line. Liam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Does this create an idea that there are different types of citizenship?
I think that's one of the core issues at the heart of this, Jonathan. I suppose to give a little bit of context, there was legislation introduced in Ireland in 1956, very different Ireland at the time, which governed the rules on citizenship in Ireland. And it provided for a number of circumstances in which the state could revoke citizenship from naturalised citizens, including if they'd obtained the citizenship by fraud, which is logical and sensible, but also if that person was deemed to be not showing sufficient fidelity to the state or loyalty to the nation. Now, that's a concept that is very much of its time. And in 2021, the Supreme Court found that the law was unconstitutional, that if you're taking away somebody's citizenship, something that has such profound effect on somebody's life, could even make them stateless, that there needed to be a very high bar for when that could be taken away and fair procedures. So this is something that very rarely was exercised. But when the state was found that its law was unconstitutional, it did nothing for a number of years, and then suddenly out of nowhere in July, it rushed through legislation without any discussion, which basically reinstated that 1956 provision with some tweaks on the process. And at the time, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission and many others expressed grave concern that why were we introducing such a really anachronous system of revoking citizenship, which only applies to the naturalised citizen, who are citizens at birth.
Well, you can take it off somebody who was born here, but the argument is you can take it off somebody who may have been naturalised and perhaps did something appalling. So whether they committed a heinous crime such as murder or they were treasonous or whatever the case may be, that they should not go on by being citizens of Ireland and out you go.
I suppose the thing, Jonathan, is that if the law was structured in such a way that there was a process for revoking citizenship for people who are involved, for example, in treasonous activity or in terrorism against the state, that would be one discussion. And many states have laws of that type. But the Irish law actually allows revoking of citizenship for people who are deemed not to be showing sufficient loyalty to the state. Now, it's a very vague and abstract concept, and it's not appropriate to be in legislation.
But can you imagine, imagine if the Americans came out with this now? So you've naturalised Irish people who are naturalised Americans, and the Americans came out and said, oh, we're going to revoke your citizenship. I don't know if they do that or not, but I can't imagine it would go down very well with the people here who would be calling for to be taken off someone who came from another country and was naturalised here.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this goes to the previous discussion that Shane just had. You know, we are in a liberal democracy. We have a stable democratic system. And the Irish government of today or in recent years is not likely to go about taking citizenship away from people just because they don't like their political views. However, that is something that happens in other countries in Europe at the moment. And it is something that might happen in Ireland at a future time. So, given that we are a democratic country, we shouldn't be introducing laws of this type. And as you absolutely correctly point out, Jonathan, if other states were introducing laws of this nature, we would be up in arms about it. We would say that this is an anti-democratic and an anti-liberal way of defining your citizenship. So I think what's difficult to understand here is why the government is doing it this way. They would have had the opportunity to have consultation and reflection and put in place a framework for revoking citizenship, which was fair. So when they didn't commence the legislation in July, we thought that they might be taking the opportunity to rethink it. And it's in that context that it's disappointing that Minister O'Callaghan has now chosen to commence it.
Okay,
of course, we hope that this law isn't used, but it shouldn't be on the statute book in the first place.
Well, again, it goes to, I suppose, what Minister O'Callaghan would say is his new get tough policy, as we were talking about at the top of this hour as well. We leave it there for now. Liam Herrick, Chief Commissioner with the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.